You were as sheep going astray, but are now converted to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It was not a sheep, but a bull gone astray that begins the story of the appearing of St. Michael the Archangel. But still, there's always that vigilant, in this case, herdsman or cowboy, who goes after the lost animal, just as Jesus does, the good shepherd of our souls for each one of us. Last Sunday, after Mass, I came across a young mother of one of our big and beautiful families walking down the hall with a little herd of her young ones, about five or six, I suppose, her flock. And I saw her keeping the little ones in line. And I said to her, "Barb, you're a shepherd. Did you ever think of that?" The mother, I mean, as a shepherdess. Oh, it's a man's work, one might say. And indeed, every mother surely has a manly heart, strong and brave and self-sacrificing, more than many a man today. The Church salutes, as a matter of fact, her holy women, her female saints, with a lovely hymn at their vespers called Fortem Virili Pectore. And I'm thinking that for many mothers, we could not do better than to sing it for them, as the Church does for St. Jane or St. Elizabeth or St. Francis of Rome. Let us praise that valiant woman with a manly heart who shines brightly everywhere with the glory of her holiness. It would work, I think, for our mothers this May. Shepherdess. Many saints started out as shepherds with sheep and then moved on to shepherd the flock of Christ. Saint Bernadette, Saint Germain of Quebec, and indeed Saint Joan of Arc, as well as the little children of Fatima. The mother is, I'm thinking, a shepherdess. That's part of her job description, to guide and to feed and to protect her little flock, whom she does not leave by night or by day, and for which, shepherd-like, she would be willing, without a thought, to lay down her own life. Hail to the good mothers, then, shepherdesses, everyone. There's a church down Old Mexico Way, built just a year after the Virgin appeared at Guadalupe. It's called San Mateo in the state of Morelos, and I visit there sometimes to give confirmation in the early spring. And whenever I do, I wait in a large, spacious sacristy whilst the local shepherd, the pastor, is getting his little lambs ready to become soldiers of Christ. And as I wait there in the sacristy, I always look at a very large 18th century oil painting of the mother of the Good Shepherd. Our Lady is wearing a big hat, such as any one of you ladies could proudly wear were you ever invited to a royal wedding or to Sunday Mass. And she has a staff with lots of ribbons and then lots of little sheep surround her. The image is known as La Divina Pastora, the Divine Shepherdess. That is to say, God's own chosen shepherdess, Mary. Another title is the Mother of the Divine Shepherd, because she is, and she shepherds each one of us down the hallway of life, keeping us basically, as mothers will, on track, going where we need to be moving in the right direction, just as Barb was doing last Sunday with her little ones. But Mary, more, uses every means at her disposition to bring souls back to Jesus. Not just one family, but all of God's family dispersed throughout the world, brought back to the Good Shepherd who is her all. But he is not ours, not yet, not always. Which is why we need her, a mother who is gentle but firm, and who is fierce when the foe threatens, whose only desire is our good, to keep us in the flock of her and our Good Shepherd. She takes seriously, Mary does, the charge and commission given her at Calvary by Christ, who said to her, "Woman, behold thy son," meaning, "I'm going now, mother. Never forget, these are all your children." We are all of us children of Mary because we are of Jesus. And by her watchful care, by her constant intercession, this mother of all mothers blessed brings those who have strayed back to Jesus, back to the Good Shepherd. And he hauls them up to his shoulders and carries them home to heaven. By her loving and powerful prayer, Mary, like so many virgins, like every good mother, is a shepherdess. She can survey the sheepfold and say with St. Peter today, "You were as sheep going astray, but you are now converted to the shepherd and to the bishop of your souls." Now, just as a mother might secretly, I think, and ever so discreetly love and favor one of her children more than the rest, perhaps one who is sickly, especially challenging to bring up, or perhaps even deformed, so too does this divine shepherdess look with all of a mother's love and longing at those sheep who are not of this sheepfold, reared perhaps in error, not knowing or honoring this mother. They dismiss her, or as they say, even they diss her, criticizing and complaining about those Catholics who make such a big deal about Mary, and they pray to her more than they pray to her son, or saying that we even adore her. Well, her greatest saint, Louis de Montfort, did call her La Divine Marie, the Divine Mary. Isn't that intriguing? In the Spanish, the Divine Shepherdess. Do we adore her? Well, in a sense, of course, she is not God. She is a creature. She is the fairest of creatures, sweet mother, sweet maid, as Father Faber sings of her. But you know, in some secondary sense, yes, we Catholics do adore Mary, in the sense of highly honoring and deeply loving God's own mother and ours. Do you love your mother? I caught the tail end of a special feature on NPR the other day, blessed relief from the wall-to-wall Obama-Osama coverage, and it was on that theme, and I heard some sweet, simple soul say, "I adore my mother because she loves me and she brings me coffee every morning." Well, why do you love your mother? Think of it today, won't you, when you say, "I love you"? Why do you love this blessed mother, this brave and tireless, this personal shepherdess, to you, the numero uno of all of the wandering sheep of the world? Is she your shepherdess? What a Catholic day is Mother's Day. No wonder it is most popular for church going, I think, after Easter and Christmas, because it is so natural for us to want to honor and to see honored by others our mothers. And for us Catholics to see in her, in Mary, some soft reflection of the shepherdess who cares for us all, Mary. Today's twofold devotion to our own mother, whether she is living or gone on now, and to our blessed mother, answers a need that is very deep in the human heart, and it is there because God put it there, just as he put her here to guide you and to feed you and to fence you in and fiercely to protect you. What a flock of sheep we make, don't we? I mean, the children, no matter how old they've grown to be, of any family, and the children, no matter how far they've managed to wander, of Christ's family. Somebody's always straying down the hallway, whether it's a big old bull or a sweet sheep. Is there a shepherdess about? Is there a mother in the house? God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.